The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The people on this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about, so please don't buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation, as it's just opinion. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the Weekend Podcast, episode 366. Sell, sell, run to the hills. Don't take anything you don't need.
Okay.
That's the markets, isn't it? Wow.
Yes.
Everything is broken support levels. The FTSE 100 is down. Broken support levels 6,000, below 6,000. You know, Royal Dutch Shell lows has been for like I don't know how many years. All the stocks are down. It's all red. And
Oil below $40.
Yeah, Peter sent me a tweet saying, "Is this called the Sander Rally? Because there's red all over our screens." I think good point. Yeah, you know, but thanks. This is the time, you know, when you should meet. This is a nice setup for a huge bounce, and we will have now a bull market, hopefully, until April.
Right.
Pretty much, not straight up, of course, it'll have pullbacks, but hopefully, like I said, on the podcast, I don't know if you heard it, and Alan Green, and he was chatting to Simon Weissenberg,
yes,
who's a quant algorithm guy, and he checks all kind of data and stats. Unbelievable. He is like, you know, Heston Blumenthal of this cooking world.
Right, yeah.
Simon is like that of the stock market, you know,
and everything. Cooks the books.
Not really.
No, different. No.
Right. He just analyzes everything in laboratory style, you know, sort of methods, and so he says 75% chance, you know, of a rally, a Santa rally. Now you wouldn't bet against that, would you? Three times right, one time wrong. You know, you'd be insane to bet against that. That's opposite odds of 88 Energy striking commercial
oil.
It
is.
Yeah. But so, and he said that normally on average it's the 12th trading day of December, which is the 16th of December. And so, listen, you know, this is not bad. But this is why we should, you know, we should always hold a bit back, I think. Hold a bit back for this time of year.
Well, that's the lesson, isn't it? Because
that is
what,
the lesson.
Thanks. I'm seeing that a bit on Twitter with people saying that there's not a huge amount of funds, you know, spare people haven't, private investors haven't got spare funds, you know, because you're kind of invested in already. Whereas kind of the lesson would be, you need to always have a little bit of a stockpile for these sort of occasions, don't you? Just so you can...
What are you thinking, Steve? I mean, you're new to the game. What are you thinking? Are you thinking, that's it? The bottom.
You must love it.
Do you know what? Funny enough, because when I first started investing, it was about 4 months ago or so, and like, it dropped down £100 or a couple of percent or whatever. It goes down. My heart would sink. And I think in the last day or two, I think my portfolio has dropped by a couple of grand. And now I'm just going, it's fine. Just leave it there, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, same with me. But do you know what? I know, this time in April, we'll forget about this. That's the trouble. The worrying thing is we forget about it. That's the problem. This cyclicality that happens in the stock markets, people think, hey, because you watch now, you watch psychology change. It's emotion. And we'll think, this is going to keep rallying. We'll have a couple of good days. And you'd also notice that press will report on good things happening in the economy rather than bad things. It's odd how things happen. It's like when people are scared, people like to scare you more. When people are bullish, they try and raise your spirits more, you know? And so your emotion gets carried away. You believe the stocks will keep rallying. And they won't. They'll come back a little bit. I think the stat is like one in every 3 years the market pretty much has a pullback. It's not sequential like that, but on average that's the way it works. Two out of three years you're making money generally, but you do have the cyclicality that happens.
I have a question actually. So
keep it clean, Steve. I've heard some of your questions in the past.
So obviously it's dropped quite dramatically the last couple of days. Is that just because of the market, or is that people like? Stupid people selling now, pulling out, and then it dropping even further.
Oh, it's a lot of stupid people. That's it. No one knows. A bit of everything. But you notice everyone focuses on the bad news. You know, when it's like now, all is down, and people say, it's more. The supply has gone up, and the economies are diving and falling everywhere in the world, and China and all this, and Japan and America, and also the interest rates are going up. But listen, I think 16th, 17th is when also the Fed announces a rate hike, which is pretty much priced in. I think 80% chance of it happening, so that's pretty much priced in. So it'll almost be a relief rally and Sanders rally come at the same time. It'd be like a tsunami, and you'd be laughing your little socks off. Your little white school socks that you wear.
As you said, I just wish I had some more money now to kind of put into a few of the other...
To throw good after bad, yeah?
Yeah. Chuck more in. Come on.
Chuck it into the fire. Yeah.
The only slightly depressing thing is if and when it does rally, a lot of my stocks, you know, it will rally to, you know, break even to get back to what I paid for them. Well, not quite.
Honestly, it's almost like 4 months now. I think we've got at least 4 or 5 months, you know, close on 5 months pretty much, where the stock market traditionally, you know, rallies. And it's a powerful thing. Like how powerful it is now in waves. When you know, it's like a tide comes in again, another wave comes in, another wave comes in, goes out, and another wave comes in, you know, and so it's like, it'll happen.
I get that it, you know, traditionally, and there's lots of evidence of that, and historically and all the rest of it, but things like this oil price and the way that's crashed back down again, that's unprecedented, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily a given that there will be a rally.
Yeah, but it's that thought, makes it rally. When people think, there's a bull bear, what's it called, measurement. And it's a contrarian measurement. And that means, essentially, when there's a higher percentage of bears, people say, we're going through the floor, everything's going to go the hell in a handcart. When there's more people like that, the stock market is more likely to rally. When everyone's thinking, fill your boots, the stock market's flying, that's when the stock market's likely to crash, you know? It's, I always remember, is it Henry Hoover, I think it was, or who, Henry Hubbard? Hoover.
The vacuum cleaner guy.
Yeah, but also, was he a president as well?
Yes.
He's a famous little... It was so famous, I can't think of his name. But he went to have his shoes cleaned in 1929 in America.
And, the shoe shine guy.
You know, recognised him and said, oh, the stock market's amazing, isn't it? I got money in it. And as soon as he got back to the office, he started selling. Because he realised, if the shoe shine guy is buying stocks, you know, everyone can't be having a good time. It's impossible. There's too many people in. And so, essentially, all people can do then is sell. You know, everyone's bought. All the buyers, when a lot of people run scared, there's no more sellers left, that's when it starts to stabilise, and then all of a sudden people say, starts stocking up, and it goes crazy again then. So it will happen.
Here's an optimizing question for you both. I was thinking about this week. So
again, keep it clean.
So oil, obviously, was it below $40 a barrel at the moment? Mm-hmm. It's quite low. And obviously,
I'll tell you what it is as a closing, but I think it's what, there's different kinds of oil. Do you know that, Steve?
Give us like WD-40 and that kind of stuff. Yeah,
sunflower.
But, yeah, sunflower. You know, cooking oil and stuff like that. So, would you
West
prefer
West Texas Intermediate and there's Brent? All right. And
would
Brent
you prefer?
Is expensive. Go on.
So, would you prefer the petrol price to be lower? Like, so because it's gone under a pound this week, didn't it? Would you prefer it to go even lower and have the share price down, or have a high share price and a very expensive fuel fill up tank thing?
That's a very concise question there, Steve.
A real
fuel fill-up tank thing.
Thank you.
Well, the thing is, essentially, it is, it depends. It depends what economy. For me, I cycle to work. Don't bother me at all.
Yeah.
And I got stocks in Royal Dutch Shell. So at the moment, I don't care again, because these are now at nearly 8%, you know, Royal Dutch Shell. So I'm getting a nice dividend. Dividend will be paid this month as well, so I'll get more shares in Royal Dutch Shell. But if you look around the world, right, the big economies like China, Japan, Europe pretty much, are consumers of oil. They're not huge producers, like mainland Europe and stuff like that, and China. So for them, it's quite good, because all the industries they need is cheap for them, you know, so they can stockpile. And it's only oil producers, like Saudis, you know, the North American shale producers, and part of the Middle East and all that. They're having problems, obviously, balancing the books, and Russia, of course. But so it's bad for them, and so it can affect their economies. But the bigger economies, I mean, China, for example, and I think it's a huge, it's not going to affect China too much. It's going to help them. And so, and you also see, stocks like EasyJet and all that do quite well, because if they haven't hedged, it's been a low price for a while now, but their fuel bills will go down. So it can be a good thing, you know what I'm saying? But Peter, what would you prefer?
I don't use my car that much, what with living in London and stuff, and I've got some Royal Dutch Shell shares, so
it's a bad question for both of you, really, because you both ride your bike, don't you?
I'd rather the share price go up.
And
See, I was, the reason I asked that is because I was thinking, would I make more money by my share, my Royal Dutch Shell shares going up, or by spending more petrol in my car every day?
It's a good point, Steve. Depends how much you, depends, you know, how much you drive. If you own a
not very much.
If you own a haulage company, then you're loving it, aren't you?
Yes.
All right. So,
And the money you save, or the haulage company save, they should be putting into Royal Dutch Shell shares, shouldn't they?
Exactly, Peter.
That's the way to make money.
Let's go on to Eddie Stobart. Oi, Eddie! You're fill your tanks up, fella, on Royal Dutch Shell.
Yeah. So, Steve, my advice to you is go and drive loads more, and then you'll get more value out of it, won't you?
Yeah. But then I wouldn't be able to put as much money back into the shares. It's a bit of a conundrum, really.
Ah, damn. Good point.
And the problem is, you've got this, you know, almost deflationary thing, and that's because of this, you know. But it's good deflation, this. Not bad deflation. Oh, no, it's very good. That's because, essentially, petrol isn't essential, isn't it? You have to buy it. The fact that it's cheaper puts more pennies in people's pockets, you know.
Yes,
and if you get deflation on stuff like white goods, that's not good, because that's people will stop buying them, and the prices starts going down on those. They hang on, I'll hold off for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Is the world economy look? We can look at a macro point. Let's go around our Steve of all the world economies. Steve, let's start from the biggest. All right, America. How's their economy doing?
Doing all right, isn't it?
Here we are. There's a concise answer there, very specific. China, Steve, how's it doing?
Oh, not very good. No.
Okay. Third biggest economy, Japan. What about them?
Oh, I don't know much about them.
Well, you know so much about America and China.
You know, they've had good and bad times, but, you know, they'll get through it. There we go.
They've just come out of it. Do you know what? They're always flirting with recession, Japan, pretty much. They did a bit of QE and all this stuff, but they've always tried to get out of that. They're always trying to get a bit of inflation there. They can't even do it, and they're always going to deflation a little bit. Their stock market is pretty much where it was 20 years ago. Mm. We could be going into that. You never know. We are in unusual circumstances, you know, unusual times with QE. Everyone, quantitatively easing. Oh, quantitative easing.
I tell you one stock that you sort of benefited from not being able to be traded is the old CEB, or whatever they're called now, Andalas Energy.
That's been my best performer for
a
long time.
Because it hasn't moved.
Yeah,
Andalas Energy. What will happen with that when it reopens then? Will it just suddenly drop?
We don't know, actually. It depends when it opens. I mean, if it opens, you know, rally time, no. And if it opens with good news from Dave Whitby there, so, you know. I mean, they announced a new non-exec this week. And was it this week? It's such a long week in stocks.
No, last week, wasn't it?
Was it?
I've got a feeling it was last week.
C. Warwick. Anyway, when he was on the podcast... when he was on the podcast last, Dave Whitby said, this guy is a gorilla. I didn't really mean by that, but it wasn't literally a gorilla. That'd be a bit odd sitting on the board of directors. Give him a banana. But no, if you check out Paul C. Warwick, a cracking little CB he's got there. I say little. He's been vice president of this, big, you know, big company, big oil company. So he's no mug. He knows his stuff. He knows his oil.
Yeah.
He knows the difference between WTI and Brent crude. And a funny email, actually, Steve. I know you were talking about Hagen London Oil last week, talking about putting the petrol in your car, and I didn't pick it up at the time. Of course, they don't have oil. They don't trade in oil. Their asset is gas.
What a stupid name to call themselves, oil, if they don't even trade it.
So, good research there, Steve.
Yeah, the basic level of research.
Well, same to you as well, Justin.
I know.
So, I was testing you, to be honest, but obviously you didn't pick up on it, so, you know, who's laughing now?
What do they produce, then?
Gas.
Well, you see, you'll see, they'll sometimes do it a barrel of oil equivalent, you know? I think it's, I may be wrong here, but nine sort of things of gas, you can do a conversion ratio, and they quote their asset in barrels of oil equivalent, you know? But the gas price is a bit more steady than that. In fact, it's taking a bit of a...
Yeah, that's actually my worst performing stock. I think minus 38% down.
Oh, well done, Steve. Well done. That's cracking work, Stephen.
Is that the lowest you've ever had, or have you had it lower than 38?
I'm lower than that on BHP Billiton. I'm deeply in the water there. But, you know.
Okay, I feel better now.
37% down.
Yeah, difference is that they pay a dividend, Steve. Yeah? All right. So I'm getting a 10% dividend. They're paying a 10% dividend. That's phenomenal, isn't it? 10% in this market. What, in this market, what you wouldn't give for 10%, if you dive in now, though, what you wouldn't give for 10% just gain in the next few months, you know? And given they haven't broken that dividend, they may break it. They may stop.
Yes, as you were discussing on the podcast, I think it was on Wednesday, was it? But obviously, I think you were talking with Wheelie Dealer, weren't you? About they might use the
San Marco disaster.
The tragedy, disaster in South America, to sort of, as not an excuse, but as a reason for perhaps cutting the dividend. And you could see that happening, couldn't you?
There's a reason.
It's the chief exec of BHB.
Who sings that, Steve?
Ian Van Dahl.
Wow,
it's not
knowledge.
It's not Steve.
It was Ian Van Dahl. Did Reason?
What? There's a reason.
Maybe not that version.
The rain coming down. 76, 79. They can't count. I know that. Who was that?
The Connells.
That's it.
Google.
You didn't Google it. Did you Google that, Steve?
I'm on my phone. I don't have anything in front of me.
You Shazam. I sang it so well, you Shazammed it. And they said, that's it. Does that work with Shazam? Can you sing into it?
No, because it works off a code built into the tracks.
That's very clever, isn't it?
Hmm.
All right, then. So what were we talking about last week? You were doing some research on something, guys, weren't you?
Yeah. Oh, were we?
Yes! Come on, then. What stocks are you looking at?
Were we meant to do more research?
I didn't think we were supposed to.
You did so much last week.
I thought we were so good last week that you let us off this week.
Okay. Well, I bought 2 stocks this week.
What, literally 2 shares?
Yeah. No, I bought 2 companies.
Yes.
That were hammered. And I thought, I'm going to get into these. Mm. Definitely.
Was one of them Royal Dutch Shell?
No.
Oh.
I tell you what, though, I wouldn't mind getting more in there. No, in fact, not more in there. I've got enough in there. BHP Billiton. I do think, whichever way it goes, I think, you know, it's a win, maybe lose, win situation. Maybe lose a little bit more in the short term. But,
okay.
But, no, I bought 2 stocks, small stocks, but they have revenue. And I think they're heading in the right direction, you know. And I think these are, you know, multi-baggers over a couple of years, hopefully. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what's, you know, listen, the market, you know, when you're all down and depressed, it's time to go be contrarian. Like, you know, old Warren Buffett now is buying like a nutter. Absolute maniac. Yeah. You can't press that buy button hard enough. He's just got a big buy button on his desk. He whacks. Buy, 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 buy. And,
how do you know that?
I've seen a picture of it.
Oh,
it's
I see.
Big red button. You know, like the look on the Voice.
Mm.
It's, he's got a chair like that.
Right, he spins
with a big
around.
Buy button on it. Yeah, he just spins around. He's only buys, he just spins around once. Buy. Buy.
I bet he calls it the Buffett button.
Yeah. And when he gets too dizzy, he stops buying then. You
know. So. I see. Yeah. That's interesting.
And literally, you know, all the lights go out. And he says, Warren's buying. Listen to that chair spin round.
Okay.
Oh, there he goes again. Yeah. Oh, look at him buying today. He's buying like crazy. He's from up north.
Right. Yeah, well, so,
is there anything you want to discuss, or should we go into your personal lives now?
I don't want to discuss that either.
Okay.
We're coming down to see you this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Tomorrow, Pete. Tomorrow morning. This time tomorrow, we'll be all naked.
Weekend, Steve.
This it's a generic weekend. We don't say we're recording on a Friday night because people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We like to pretend. Because generally, the podcast is more popular on a Sunday. So let's pretend it's a Sunday. What a cracking weekend we had, lads.
Yeah, it was amazing. Thanks for inviting us down.
I apologise you had to share a room, guys, but I couldn't believe I walked in on you two at 3 in the morning and you really were going for it. I just said, sorry, guys. Oof.
And then Megan says, yep, sorry. We sent her back to your room.
No, there's no lady in there. No. Apart from Steve's dressed up as a lady. And you were pretending.
To be a lady?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that was good.
Who was the lady tonight? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had
okay.
Well, if you had to choose, though, you know, would you be a lady or a man?
In what context?
I don't know what context.
In any context, Pete, you choose the man, clearly.
I know, exactly. Why would you question that? He was actually giving it some bit of thought, man. In what context is this?
Yeah,
so I can see myself in a, you know, a nice little floral number from Laura Ashley.
Well, if it was to get into the female changing rooms, no.
Oh, hello, I'm a lady. I've come to see your knockers. I mean, yeah. Lockers, not knockers. Oh, what a lovely set of lockers you've got.
Yeah, so,
I'll get that, dear. Yeah, I mean, it's yeah, okay. All right, is there anything else we can talk about? I'm very tired this week. I don't know if I'm really tired.
I bet you're not as tired as me. I missed a night's sleep
this
week.
Okay, let's bet then. I'll pound. Yeah. What can you bet about that? How do we measure that, Steve? On the tiredometer.
I missed a night's sleep. Did you miss a night's sleep?
Yes. How did you miss a night's sleep?
Wet the bed again.
I forgot.
No, you forgot. You're just walking around the house for a long time. Thinking it's been dark for a long time.
Yeah, what do I normally do?
Oh, it's light again.
What am I normally doing at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, I wonder why it was dark for a while then. I'm glad it's light again anyway. Right, let's go off to work. And then, what time did you go to bed last night, Steve? Oh, no, I knew I'd forgotten something. Why did you miss a night's sleep, Steve? Is this excited about Santa?
Yeah, just that. No, I just had a busy week. I had an all-nighter job to work through.
Well, like, what is that? Filming? All-nighter?
Well, no, I had to film in an awards
ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
I had to film an awards ceremony, and they wanted the video made by the morning to send out to the clients, so I had to edit it through the night.
Tell us more, Stephen. What was the awards ceremony?
It was a college in Cardiff. Oh. It's their annual awards.
Colleague Glenn Hoddle?
No, Cardiff and Vale College.
Oh, Cardiff and Vale, you got a nice little contact with those, didn't you?
Yeah, so... and
why, hang on, this is a college, and they had an award ceremony, and it was that important they wanted it on the website next day.
Wow.
Really? They don't do that for the Oscars, do they?
No.
It's a big college, it's not just one...
It's not as big as the Academy Awards, Steve, for film and TV.
Well, they do that live, you know, so that's, like, instant.
Yeah, but even that, they wouldn't have highlights on the... Oh, they may do, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're winding you up, Steve. They go, yeah, we'll get him to do it overnight until we've got it ready for tomorrow. Don't tell him that we're not even going to bother putting it on the website.
Yeah, no,
okay. Right, Steve, can we have it first thing tomorrow morning, please, on my desk?
And if they did have it, if they did have it on the website, but I had 3 views. Everyone else was sleeping because they had a long night the night before. Only Stephen was up.
Yeah.
So what was the category, Steve? Who stood out to you as a bit of talent there?
There were lots of 18 categories, there was, so there's quite a few.
What, oh God, that dragged on. What for? Give us an example.
It was very quick. No, it didn't drag on at all. My arm was hurt by the end of it, though.
What are you doing with
it?
Oh, sorry, you're filming. I see.
Sorry. He must have been really excited, Steve. He was loving those awards. Suffice to say, he's not being booked again.
Yeah. And he just got arrested. Right. That's why he was up all night in the police cells.
Exactly. Panicking. The charges over his head. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Right, listen, is there any more questions relevant to anything at all in the world whatsoever?
No, I'm going to look at that website and watch Steve's handiwork.
So quick question, actually. So when does this rally kick off then? What time?
Oh, 10 o'clock on Monday.
Yeah. I'd say about 2 minutes past 8, maybe Wednesday. Yeah. When is the 16th?
Wednesday.
Listen, stop piling in. If you've got any spare cash, chuck everything in there. Chuck everything into the market. Everything.
Do your own research.
Sheets, beds, socks. Chuck it all into the market. Whatever you've got. Coins from the back of the sofa.
I'm going to sell my car.
Dogs,
I'm
cats,
all
soil, into... grass,
yep.
Old bits of shoes. Chuck it all into the market because it'll rally like crazy.
So the 16th. Is that why would it happen on the 16th? What happens on the 16th?
How long has this podcast been? Didn't I say this at the start?
Yeah.
What did I say, Stephen?
Oh, I missed that, sorry.
I say, Stephen?
I don't know, mate. I missed it.
He was editing his awards footage.
Yeah, he's got a really sore arm.
Steve, I hate to break it to you, but I'm looking at the website and I can't find it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think they put it on there.
I don't know. If I'd been up all night, you know,
yeah.
They probably said we couldn't put it on there, Steve. It's too shaky, the footage. You can't camel shaking around. Really? Yes. Oh, I do apologise. Yeah. I've got a bit of an achy arm, actually. Yes. Next time, Steve, we thought you were using a tripod. Oh, no, that wasn't a tripod.
Oh, God. I hope they're not listening.
I've often been called that in, you know, in the past. Oh, look, Steve the tripod. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, stocks and shares.
Yeah. Rather than cotton. Okay. All right. So, yes, so Steve, essentially, 75% chance of a rally, all right, in this month. Normally, on average, starts on the 12th trading day of the year. That is the 16th.
Yeah? December.
Oh, do you know what?
Oh. Nothing gets past Mr. Stephen.
Oh, December. Yes, that's right. And this year. No, this will be falling now until next year. Until next December.
So basically, sell your house, Steve, and put all the money into small cap stocks by Wednesday.
Chuck everything in there, Steve. Anything you can liquidate, just chuck it in. Your bananas, your apples, your strawberries, your mandarins, your tangerines.
Your plums.
They're probably a bit bruised by now.
Right, let's we end it there.
I don't know what to do. A picture of Bruce Plums in my head.
Oh, that's nice, sir. Thoughts and picture for you.
Anyway. Right, okay, guys. Have a nice whilst. See you soon, yeah?
Yeah, do your own research.
Yeah, I don't need that anymore. I've got a voiceover guy doing that. We've got a voiceover guy. Yeah. Do your own research.
He's the only one that makes any sense on this.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, bye-bye then.
Bye.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The people on this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about, so please don't buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation, as it's just opinion. Please do your own research.